Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of the Printing Over Coffee podcast. If you are new to the podcast, this is where we sit down with top industry experts and thought leaders to extract key insights to what you can apply to your day-to-day and help you solve your printing challenges. So in today's episode, we will be covering security and compliance and how you go about protecting confidential data while meeting certain industry requirements. Now, oftentimes security and compliance are said in the same breath, as if they were two sides of the same coin. But as we know, they are also very different, with different purposes and different outcomes. So, Aaron, what can you tell us about security and compliance? What are their main differences?
Yeah, I think I have to focus on the from an IT point of view, security and compliance. So compliance is more regulation. I want to be compliant to SOC 2. I want to be compliant to this FLIPS and all this stuff. Those are standards that third party are looking for from a company. Are you compliant to this? Are you compliant to that? So it's all formal, policy driven, high level. Security is more practical. It's like I need to implement my firewall, and this is the rule I put on, and certain security, and it's really a implementation kind of scenario from my point of view. So that's why I can tell kind of the between security and compliance. But in a strict sense, they have more or less applied to, it's the same thing.
Right. And so from an organizational standpoint, what makes security and compliance so necessary? Why is it important for them?
Well, compliance is very important for a certain market, right? So the government have compliancy for an IT to come in with a certain application have to be compliant to this, HIPAA compliance, all these different things. So security is to back up compliance in that sense. So I'm compliant because of this. I'm compliant because of that. So it is necessary, especially for an IT application or some sensitive, government sensitive information, healthcare, financial, they are looking for compliancy from their application or from even from a person or how a certain policy is running the company.
What would you say are some common misconceptions on security and compliance?
I think one of them would be a compliance only for auditing. Like we're only compliant because there's a requirement. But in effect, like compliancy and security, I'm going to use the same word, although there is a difference, but in an IT strict sense, it is to protect yourself, right, from external hackers. Now that everything, most of the information are digitized, it's in the network, it's in your data center somewhere. If you don't lock that door properly and put protection around all this stuff, you can bear a big loss because someone can just, get into your server, copy all your customer information, security, visa number, everything, and suddenly you're in big trouble. It might not happen from especially when a small company say, hey, why do I need to do this? But as your company grow, more data going to be accumulated in your server, and it become a very important aspect of your business to make sure your security and compliance are up to date.
Now, what would you say to certain misconceptions like real-time visibility is impossible or it's always better to block access to your system?
It is hard to do, right? So it's real time visibility is harder than obviously going back to do an audit, right? So like from a printing point of view, it's much easier to have people print and then come back and say, okay, well, I'll allow printing, but if there's an issue, I come back and do an audit. Obviously, it's better than no security at all. There's no way to audit. But in order to be able to say, I stopped someone from printing sensitive information, there's the rule a lot to apply, and that also restrict access to people, and it might slow down your operation. So it is harder to it's not a misconception. Real time, it is hard to do. To at real time and efficient, and therefore don't block people from working, it is hard to do. For instance, I'll give you an example. One of the hospitals that we do, right? So the most secure way of printing physically is to use what we call secure pool printing. People print, you're not in front of a printer, you cannot release the print jobs. The print jobs are never released directly. So when you print something from the workstation to a printer, you don't get the print job until you walk over the printer, authenticate, and release. Obviously, that is the best way to make sure that you're in front of the printer before the print job get released, so it won't be there lying around for people to pick up. But then in a hospital environment, every single second count. So the most expensive staff in a hospital is normally the ER healthcare staff, right? So the doctor do not want to spend the time even to wait for the print job. Hard to say whether that's a real issue or is it just a doctor. But anyway, the requirement is, hey, I want my print job to be there when I print and when I go and pick up the job. So what is the couple of things that you can do? Like one of the things maybe you can do is have a lockbox, right? The print job's already printed, only this guy, key in the lock, and that's a very expensive exercise, for instance. But in the meantime, you could make it more compliance, more security by assigning the right printers so that they don't get the print job printing to the wrong printer because doctor is very mobile. So you can see that the security have created a lot of block, like I can slow down normally people for accessing or easy to use. But at the same time, it's necessary. Then there is some workaround to kind of strike a balance. And that's one of the things that is really hard to do. Right?
Mm-hmm. And so what would you say is the number one reason most organizations fail to succeed when they're trying to build a secure and compliant printing environment?
I would always say planning, right? It's just like the case I just mentioned before, right? For a doctor, if you don't plan this out and you push secure pull printing to the whole organization and you find out the rejection going to come from the ER department and say, you know what, people life is at stake and you are making it very difficult for me to do my work. So then you have to compromise. So plan, survey is part of the planning. Obviously, you got to find out how people work, study their workflow, plan ahead, make sure the solution will work both in the compliance point of view and also from a usability point of view. And when you combine all that together, compromise to make, and then you have to sign up like any other project, then you got to buy in, you got to make them understand, educate them. And then when you push out the actual implementation, you won't get any resistance because security means more work for the user, right?
Right. And when it comes to specific roadblocks like digital physical convergence, how would you overcome these type of roadblocks?
It is tough to overcome. Education, money that you have to spend. It is a balance between costs, right? Like, for instance, I have all my printers have been 5 years old. That means most of them have security protocol. The printing protocol is not secure, right? The printer doesn't have support secure pull release. So do you want to change the whole fleet and that's going to cost money, or can you put in an interim solution to migrate them from one place to another? And your staff, are they trained on security? So all that are part and parcel part of the planning. So to remove those roadblocks is to see ahead, plan ahead, eliminate as much as possible during that process. So when you hit the roadblock, it's the last 10% or 5% that you have to deal with instead of 50% while you're rolling it out. That's the best I can give to anybody who want to implement this.
And when it comes to technology, as you know, in this day and age, technology is constantly changing. How would you overcome this when it comes to security and printing?
Well, adapt to the new future, right? Like I see in terms of printing, where it become harder to secure. Before I was in an office, my staff come to work. I lock the room, they're inside this room. I don't really care, the printer, I put a gate maybe in front of it. Now I physically can scan people going in and out. But then the cloud comes in place. So my data center is no longer in very close to me. It may be in the cloud, it could be in US, could be in Azure, could be in AWS. And so my data is traveling back and forth between the two data center and the office. My users are mobile. They have the mobile phone, they have the desktop, they have the laptop, they're moving around, they're traveling around. So they're mobile now. All those introduce a big factor. So to pick the right printer for them to print to, because of secure pull printing is an issue. The traffic that go back, leave my office, that go to the cloud and come back is an issue. So what you have to do is keep watching for new technology because, you know, Azure is getting better every day. Technology like Uniprint are there to compensate the transition path from one to the other and adopting new technology so that your business can grow at the same time still secure and comply.
Right. So I think the biggest point there, would you say, would be really just trying to future-proof your technology, ensuring that technology is open to constant evolution.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some of the newer technology that you should try and look for, like make sure the solution that you put in would have two-factor authentication, a piece of something that you own, something that you are in your head. Make sure encryption is up to date, 1.0 versus 1.2, the encryption that keep being, it was very secure 5 years ago, might not be anymore. The last 2 months, someone have managed to crack it somehow. Audit trail and tracking is important because sometimes you just can't protect everything, but you might be able to go back and find out where the hole is, right? Someone printed a whole part of Visa card and walk away. It's very hard to track that live, but maybe after you can at least track back and say, you know what, Aaron Fu was printed this and this day, and this is the list that he had. Hey, maybe it's not Aaron, but maybe he throw in the garbage, and that get tracked. So audit trail become important. As I say, secure pole printing is by far the best way to make sure that the user are picking up the right print jobs, and the print job are not printed on the printer with someone to pick up.
Right. So for someone who may be new to the podcast, could you go further into detail on what secure pole printing is and how it works?
Yeah. There's multiple implementation of secure pole printing. I'll speak in terms of what we think is the best way. The way that Uniprint implement that, every person have his own personal queue. So when you print from your mobile device, from your Chromebook, from your Android device, from your desktop, from wherever, or email to print, any which way that you generate print job, it gets into your personal queue. And in fact, the way that technology, the Uniprint work, is it turns into a PDF file and save it in your virtual queue. So you have a queue of all the print jobs. It's ready to print, but it's not released to anything yet. The beauty of that is the PDFs being in an independent standard format, you can now take a print job and release it anywhere. So you can print anywhere. And when you do want to release, you are authenticated against your smart card, PIN, your AD directory, depends on how secure you want to turn it on. And then when you release a job, you are guaranteed to be in front of the printer, either through your mobile phone or through a secure device or embedded application that's running on that printer. So in a jest is, when you print, you don't get the print job until you are authenticated in front of the printer. So that's what secure pole printing is.
So would you say, when it comes to creating a comprehensive IT security program for printing, the main physical and digital aspects you want to focus on is having a secure pole printing system in place that has two-factor authentication as well as encryption and auditing?
Yeah. So if you look at it, from the process of printing, so first you are authenticated when you do a print job, right? So you need to secure that. When you print, the print job have to travel through wires, so encryption is important. So you got to make sure all the job that while during transit is all encrypted. The job, when it's staged in a secure pole printing environment, that job should also be encrypted so that nobody can peek into a hard drive and see what your job looked like. And then when it comes to the releasing part, you need to authenticate the guy so that it's to prove that he's in front of the printer, so that when the physical print job comes out, it will be the right person. And then there's the spooling of print job, right? From your storage that have your VPQ in to the point where the printer is, you can minimize, because some old printer support an encrypted protocol. So what can you do about that? You might be able to put a device in front of the printer to make sure everything is encrypted, and then have that device send the print job directly to the printer, point to point, so that you don't have anybody can sniff the packet, for instance, to pick up the print job. And so you're right. To summarize, you say anything that goes on the wire needs to be encrypted. Anything got stored, what you call at rest, have to be encrypted. And authentication should be at least two-factor, maybe even three. Sometimes you use your mobile phone, your PIN, and the user ID. and then constantly enhance that encryption protocol and review this physical security too, right?
Right. And you did briefly mention auditing and tracking. Can you explain to us what is audit and tracking and why is it important?
Yeah, thank you for reminding that me that. Yeah, and audit and tracking is obviously kind of the end game for auditing, right? Because if you miss and you can't block and you can't stop people from getting that job, then one of the things that you can't prevent, and most of the security breach come from the user. Neither they misuse or they are literally were the one that actually leaked the information out. But how do I track that guy? How do I find out how that leak is out? You rely on auditing, which means I track every single print job that's being print on the network through our system. We even can make a hard copy of it or a digital copy of it so that I can see what the people are printing and then I can track. So then when something do went wrong, I could go back 2 years from now and say, you know what, that list of visa number was printed by certain people in the office. Now, maybe I can track to him. Maybe he's the one who leaked it, or maybe he's throwing the garbage can, like I said, and that someone picked it up and use it.
Right.
So yeah, auditing and tracking is very important part of the equation.
And now as companies are moving more and more towards the cloud, can you go over the importance of cloud security and how it might be different from on-prem security?
Well, I mentioned before, when they move to the cloud, data now tends to travel up to the cloud and back down to your office. So under that circumstances, normally you put something called VPN in place to give you a virtual private network between your office and the cloud. But the reason why we have cloud sometimes is to support mobile user or home user, right? So VPN is an expensive, hard to implement solution. So when you have a workstation at home or have a mobile phone, the VPN sometimes doesn't work well. So under those circumstances, you rely on the application on printing like Uniprint to encrypt by nature all the traffic that's touched the wire. So it becomes important. Before it wasn't that important when you're inside your own office. So, you know, nobody gonna be able to get into your office and tap the wire. But once you're in the cloud, everybody able to see your traffic in that sense. It's gonna pass through an ISV, it's gonna ask for an internet provider, it's gonna be in the internet, and someone could potentially just pick it off the wire, and you have to make sure everything is encrypted well before it travels through that internet connection.
Mm-hmm. Circling back to the topic of compliance, when it comes to heavily regulated markets like healthcare or finance, how would you go about meeting certain compliance requirements, such as HIPAA or GDPR?
Let's see. GDPR is not as important if you're not going to the cloud, right? Because if you own the data, it's your data center. You own the data, therefore you don't have to worry about. But when you use the cloud, then GDPR becomes important because the user have the right to their data, and that is the key. And it's a policy-driven thing, right? So if I have an email address and I want it back, I need the data to erase from that the service provider. So those are all compliances that GDPR is looking for, is that if I want to remove myself from Facebook, I need you to remove everything about me from Facebook. So I have the right to all those, and that is what it's for. So it's really for the cloud service provider to make sure that it's done correctly. And as a company, you want your cloud service provider to have that capability and compliance. HIPAA is for healthcare. So in healthcare, obviously, patient information is very important. All that become an issue. If you are not HIPAA compliance, then I think Obamacare have I can't remember exactly when they're going to have that HIPAA compliance. If you're not complying the 7 level, there's time, then you'll be in trouble. And printing is one of them, right? Make sure you don't print your job and people will be able to pick up the patient information and stuff like that. And audit trail is part of HIPAA. Hope that answers your question, but I'm not a HIPAA expert in that sense. There's a big, huge document obviously on the web that you can go through HIPAA compliance being to anybody.
Right. So after the show, we'll link the show notes. notes, in the show notes, we'll link more information on HIPAA and GDPR compliance if you guys are interested in learning more on that. So just to kind of wrap things or summarize things, what would you say is the importance of security compliance, and how does it enable businesses to function moving forward in the future?
I'd say it's a must for somebody who can afford it in that sense. Small business don't really care that much because there's nobody going to go and microscope you. But as your business grow, it's really important to make sure your network is built on a secure platform, and so that you can grow your business, right? So as in this world, because as I mentioned very on early on the show, everything is digitized. So if you can't protect that asset, it's like I have a bank, I have a safe, I put all my money in there now, but then I didn't close the door properly. You need to close the door properly, put the lock in and do that. And it's a practice, and it requires a lot of planning and build yourself on a good platform. And not only that, you have to constantly update. This digital world are forever changing. So if you're in business, especially in the IT area, and everybody is somehow in the IT nowadays, because I don't know whether you know nowadays, the most expensive company in the world are all high tech company. So that is the area of growth, right? So you want to be in that business, you better be compliant, you better put your security as one of your top priority.
Awesome. So that's it for this episode of Printing Over Coffee. If you are interested in learning more about print security and compliance, we'll be dropping a link in the show notes to our Secure by Design white paper, which goes into technical details of Uniprint's multi-layer approach to security. You will also find links to this episode's transcripts as well as MP3 file for download. To get access to that, just head over to uniprint.net/episode3. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.